he's comfortable. No worries, no cares. Just soothing relaxation. No one to bother you. Time to enjoy the delightful feeling of total tranquility.
Took a bucket full of reds. And I feel good.
Relax the little muscles between the brows. Just smooth them out.
There, I got it now.
Now you can't go, please.
Get your hands off me. Do you hear me? Your hands off.
It will signal your subconscious mind, flashing a message.
There, you're on a downer now.
Attitude corrected. Hold.
The subconscious will listen and absorb this message.
Exactly.
Hey, what's going on here?
In this ancient form of harmonic chant, each voice is projecting.
Two, coming up slowly now. At the count of five, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine, and in perfect health, feeling better than before. Four, five. Eyes open, wide awake, feeling fine, and in perfect health, feeling better than before.
No.
Three, two, and one. Now to continue with the tape recording.
Superior mutants, repent, quit your job, slack off. The world ends tomorrow, and you may die!
Well, no, probably not, but whatever you do, just keep listening. Are we controlled by secret forces? Or is it the feeling of free will? Joke!
Then you may be on the right track.
Process is revealed. This is it. The only fate that promises action, thrills, success in sex and business.
Having all the guilt, but none of the sex. Having intercourse with a beautiful live girl one day.
Develop the tricks of length extension.
Ah, there's a way of life to know. You never think you even know.
On your TV. No longer become physically attractive overnight by blowing them off.
The widely scope and nature of abnormal behavior to explore new ways of going over the edge. Coming right back.
The Old Testament criteria for the Messiah.
Elegante abrigo de mañana.
I missed it already.
When?
On the launching pad.
Sir, let's talk about your return to Earth.
Oh, yes, bless. Now that's my favorite subject.
Are you worried about re-entering the Earth's atmosphere?
Oh, no.
That's good.
I'm worried about re-entering the Earth.
I'd like to check a few things with you, sir.
Go ahead. I've got nothing to do.
All right. Down here, yes. Doctors have said that space travel can cause amnesia. Have you been affected by that?
Been affected by what?
You can be
Cucumbers
for giveaway. Can't beat the price there.
Yeah, I told her everything was in order.
All of this growing up would happen just 9 months, and the result would be you, live human baby. Of course, you know that every baby is the same as the parents. Mother and father, of course, are baby horses. Mother and father rhinoceros only have a baby rhinoceros. Your mother and father, of course, only have a boy. But in one way, we're all alike. Every baby animal and every human baby starts from a tiny egg. So let's look at the egg.
I just got spaghetti up to my eyeballs.
Right here is
one. I want to go to sleep. This one's you're not there.
I'm not mad.
What the egg is made of, you must look at something alive under a microscope. You know what that is. It's a big magnifying glass. And under this, you see that anything alive, whether it's a leaf from a tree or a piece of skin from a person, is made up of a great many tiny, small little parts. Now, these tiny little parts that your eyes could never see without the help of the magnifying glass are called cells. Mother Nature puts them up and puts them together.
The one what?
You, for instance, are made up of billions of cells. Not hundreds or thousands or even millions, but billions and billions and billions of cells.
Hello,
all
Ellen.
Stuck together. And these cells are each made in different shapes.
Where am size. I?
And what
Andy
they really
Taylor,
are is
you realize
a thin
you're an hour late already?
Inside of which is a tiny drop of wet stuff.
I invited you to dinner
looks
last.
Like the white of an egg.
You didn't show up at all.
Right here inside this little cell is the secret of life. Nobody can make it. Nobody knows how nature makes it. You do know something about it that's very important. New life is almost always started by the joining of two of these cells. One from the father, one from the mother. You know this is true whether you want to make a baby or a baby girl. So no matter whether you look at a kangaroo or a whale or a dog or a baby, remember you can be sure of one thing. They all began as a tiny egg from the mother. Then joined an even smaller little dot called a sperm. That comes from the father. Now, the sperm is an ill-kindled creature. It looks a little bit like the tadpoles that swim in ponds. It seems to be all head and tail, an almost round little head or body, and a very long tail. With the tail, it can wriggle and swim. Remember, it's so small. Once this sperm meets an egg, it can actually swim right inside that little egg. And at that moment, some kind of baby begins to grow. Now, meeting the sperm from the father, the egg from the mother, is the most important part in the making of a baby. So let's see how nature arranges for it. Fish, frogs, then the birds, animals, and finally, human beings like you and me. The mother fish lays thousands.
We have located Rhoda. We have located Rhoda. We have located Rhoda.
Actually, very few of these eggs ever become baby fish. Most of
them. Let's go see what it is.
One way or another, we'll have a chance to
grow.
All right, what about frogs? That's very interesting. A mother frog lays many, many hundreds of eggs at one time, but before she lays them, the father frog gets on her back, and as the eggs leave the body of the mother, he pours his little sperm over them. Remember, once again, the eggs meet, join with the sperm, will become frog babies. So you see, with frogs and fishes, the sperm from the father and the eggs from the mother outside to get the food.
Eso está incansable.
Tu world buenos
negocios no hay.
Otra vez adivino. Mi colección ha tenido mucho éxito. Y además he conocido a muchas personas interesantes.
Sí, he oído algo de eso.
Como de costumbre.
No digas que me has estado
esperando. World War
V. I become a part of you every time you sit down. What am I?
Think carefully. I become a part of you every time
you sit down.
¿Qué
cosa? Perdóname.
Un momento, la vamos a secar.
¿Me espera usted aquí?
Down.
Claro.
What am I? Think carefully. I become a part of you every time you sit down. For $1,490, when?
I become a part of you every time you sit down.
What am I? Think carefully. I become a part of you every time you sit down. For $1,000.
Sinatra's Rat Pack. And wouldn't you rather be surrounded by canvas
cuties instead of
punching it out with
supervillains with the homeliest faces only a vulture could love? Well, in order to qualify to be a superhero,
pal, you must be willing to change your name to
something ridiculous like Django.